Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
We'll wait till you're ready.
I'm always, okay. Hello!
Welcome back, Mike Bozzelli. What are you chatting with us about today?
I saw Hecuba over at Point
herself?
Park. Yes, herself.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
Wow. How does she look?
She's looking great, actually.
For
2007.
Well, I know how she feels. So what the Hecuba?
What the Hecuba, exactly. Hecuba, I don't know if you know the story. Do you know the story? Does it come back to you?
There once was a girl from...
Nope. Different story.
Okay.
This is about a queen who has...
Oh, okay. I know that story. I wrote those stories.
This poor queen has lost her kingdom. And
doesn't know where to find it.
Sorry. No, she has lost her kingdom and has been taken over by the Greeks. And, yeah, wow, it sounds... But unfortunately, she doesn't know it. She sent her one son off to be hidden so that he wouldn't die in war. And they sent him with a pack of gold to this other king. And he killed him and stole the gold. So it's... And then, that's not bad enough. Poor Hecuba, her daughter is then sacrificed to the other army and is also has her throat slit. It's brutal. Really brutal.
So it's a comedy.
Yes. Most of all the violence takes place off stage, so you don't really see all the violence, but it is violent. It is people talking about revenge and murder and death and all these things that you think would have changed in thousands of years, but no.
So Greek tragedy. Now, is it done in Greek style, or is it updated for modern time?
No, it is done in Greek. The costuming is fantastic. I was going to cheat and look and see who the costume designer, Kathleen Crocker Perry.
Ah, very good.
Amazing job. The costumes are fantastic. Mm-hmm. The costumes are practically a character in the show. They're just very Greek. They're just very. All the women look ephemeral and light and with flowing robes. And there's this great costume jewelry. Hecuba herself looks like a fantastic queen.
As she should.
Yes, as she should. And she was played marvelously by Melissa Clark down there at Point Park.
And this is the conservatory company.
Downstairs over at Point Park, yeah.
Okay, so they are doing it down in the Black Box.
The Black Box Theater down there, yes, exactly. Melissa Clark is magnificent as Hecuba. She really is. She's a delight to watch her suffer in pain. Sorry. There's a lot. She suffers like a champ, though.
I can't imagine it's a easy role to.
No, it's not. There's a lot of weeping and crying and hand wringing, and then lust for revenge. Lust for revenge, sweetie. That's the thing.
Good deal.
Yeah, exactly. So no, she does a great job. I also have to point out Paris Drew. plays the ghost of the dead of the son. Okay, so we kind of know that he's been killed before she knows that he's been killed, because we see his ghost first.
Oh, that'd do it.
Yeah, that does it exactly. So we see the young man. He gives a great opening soliloquy at the beginning of the show. It was a marvelous translation. When you think about, you think, what? How am I going to relate to a play that's 4,000 years old? Mm-hmm. It's very contemporary. The language is very plain, mm-hmm. but very poetic, and it's a delightful piece. I felt like I was in Athens watching it. I felt like I was, you know, outside at the amphitheater in Athens.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
You know, back when, you know, we yes. were young and fair. And,
right,
you know.
Exactly.
Oh, it seems like ages ago. It was yes. ages ago.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I told Zeus the other day. No. No. You know, it's funny. The first time I ever heard the name Hecuba. Do you know where that was?
I assume it was not at the conservatory company last week.
No, it was not. It was Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
Gilligan's
really?
Island.
Really? Well, yes. On the drama episode.
Well,
the...
Phil Silvers played Harold Hecuba, a Broadway producer.
On Gilligan's Island?
He got stuck on the island.
Oh, okay. Because I remember, you know, Mr. and Lovey Howell.
No. He comes in, gets stuck, and then leaves by the end of the episode and leaves them all there. But he was Harold Hecuba, and they do a production of Hamlet the musical for him, and he goes and he steals the idea and takes it off to Broadway when he gets rescued, and that's why he leaves the castaways back on the island.
You know, I leave it to you to somehow get to Gilligan's Island.
Yes, from Greek
from
tragedy.
Greek tragedy.
Exactly.
That in itself is a Greek tragedy.
But no, it's very easy to understand. I think it's a great show for students to see,
mm-hmm.
Because it is, it's in, like when you think, oh, I got to read some old classic play.
Instead, go to
and
see
you
it.
Go see it, and it's, you know, and you're caught up in the drama of it all. It's, I mean, it's the contemporary issues of war and violence and you know, and surviving, the survivor's guilt of having other loved ones die. And then they just do a great job. They really do.
So if you could come back as a ghost, what would be like the first thing that you would do? What would be the first task on your agenda?
My first ghost thing.
Yeah. Day one on the job.
I day one as a ghost. You know, I would have to prove to somebody here. I'd probably haunt people that I don't like.
See, I would haunt people that I do like.
Well, then you'd scare the hell out of them.
Well, no, because they'd know that I wasn't there for any, you know, malicious reasons. I'm
oh,
just
well,
there
that's
for
true.
A cocktail.
There for fun. Exactly.
Yeah, just
exactly.
Like the old days.
I'd probably be doing exactly what I do now, just not physically.
You'd be the ghost reviewer.
Yes, I'd be going to plays.
You'd be a ghost
writer. I'd get into everything.
Ghost writer.
Ghost
writer.
Yes, I love that. I'd get into everything. I would love that.
You'd get into everything. Like into
I know,
every show.
You know, right.
Is that what you mean?
Right, exactly.
Oh my God.
Like I need more spirits.
The ghost reviewer. He gets into everything.
Mm-hmm.
So give me the three olives on this. The three reasons we must see this play.
The three reasons you must see. It is a classic. And for the sake of your roundness as a human being.
I beg your pardon.
your cultural roundness. You know what? And Monica Payne, you see it for the director. She does like old school classic production. The costumes, the music. Oh, I've got more than three right there, don't I? Four? Can I have four?
You can have four. Just don't come back to haunt me.
Costumes. Costumes, music, direction, and acting.
That's
four.
A show.
That's four. Yes, that's
a show, all right.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's a show. It, yeah, go see it. It's a must. It's a, like I said, must about other stuff, but definitely it's a must.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.